Good morning, podcast. The reason I'm saying good morning is I woke up extra early this morning and I was inspired to do a podcast. I wanted to talk about the importance, and not that I do it, but I did it today, the importance of getting up early in the morning. As an entrepreneur, as a reseller, we could set our own time schedules, but there's something special about getting up early before the world kind of starts, you know, before life starts happening, right? It's kind of good to have a moment to check in with yourself, see how things are going, and sometimes that's best done when it's quiet. So super early. I set my alarm clock for 5 a.m. this morning. And knowing I was going to get up early, it took me a little while to get to sleep. But I just wanted to do it. And this has actually been something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. I always knew that there's something important and yet something special about getting up early. I haven't been on here for a while. I bought a home in a beautiful location, literally down the block from a gorgeous lake. If you're on my Instagram, I posted in my stories today just a little footage of the lake and the beauty and the blessing that I received. I mean, we really got lucky with this house. And the reason I'm saying this is I bought this home by reselling in one way or another through my estate sales, through eBay, through, you know, selling the mid-century modern furniture at auction houses. One way or another, this is how I actually bought a house. So yes, it's possible. So to the newbie or to the skeptic saying, oh, you know, it's so hard to get stuff, so hard to make money. You know, we live in a land of abundance. So, you know, and that may mean traveling for some of you, depending where you are in the country, or, you know, I'm blessed because I'm in Jersey. So there's just a tremendous amount of wealth and the houses are full of stuff. So I'm definitely blessed in that aspect. But so I bought a new home, so we're just kind of settling in. We just joined the lake community yesterday, and it's just has so many benefits. There's a golf course, there's tennis courts, there's, you know, activities for the kids, boating, so you could dock your little boat there. Just electric mode, no gas. It's not a huge lake, but it's pretty big. Just a beautiful community, a nice, healthy, inviting environment to walk and to, you know, take my dogs out. And I also got blessed with a huge piece of property, which I'm sitting in my yard right now with a hood on, like three jackets, because it's pretty cold. It's the end of January, and but just enjoying. The dogs are running around. And again, so getting up while my wife is sleeping and my son is sleeping, and you know, I just did my walk with one of my dogs around the lake. I'm about to go get some fresh bagels for the family when they wake up. So, you know, it feels good to be able to do these kind of things, and knowing that I created that through reselling, and knowing that you could do the same by, you know, just learning from each other, watching YouTube videos, joining the Instagram, the reselling community on Instagram. You know, TikTok is a pretty big deal now. So, you know, you better get over there. So, you know, if you're on TikTok or Instagram, you can follow me. I'm Rick Reseller. Or if you are on YouTube, you could subscribe. I'm Rick, my channel there. So I just wanted to start with the importance of getting up. And yes, we set our own times, but you know, you need to hold yourself accountable. You can't just let yourself, because you have to understand the human is lazy. I'm fucking lazy, but I'm always fighting to do a little more, and now trying to start this trend of getting up early, even if I take a nap later in the day, right? Because I'm just not getting the correct amount of hours at night sometimes, because, you know, I'm just used to going to bed a little bit later. So even if you have to take a little nap later, that's okay. The point is, you set your alarm and you got up. Because as a entrepreneur, you don't necessarily have to get up, right? Or it's like that pile of stuff that you haven't listed. Like, you know, you really don't have to list that. And you don't want to get caught in that space of allowing yourself. So because you don't have a boss, doesn't mean that you don't have to now discipline yourself, right? So that's in many aspects in life. But it's just good. It just feels good. Nice air. I mean, you know, you take a nice walk, you breathe some good air, just shifts some energy. So just wanted to share that with you. And another thing that I've been thinking about as I have something to ship again today. One house. Now, quickly, I'll explain how big this house was for me. And in many ways, not just financially, it's just kind of like, it's a learning lesson. One house could change your life. And the reason I'm saying house, I know a lot of people go to thrift stores and this, that. My aspect or my way of sourcing as a reseller is really to buy out the contents of homes, or to get into homes to buy whatever they're selling. So what I'm trying to do is break that. So yeah, if you follow the chain of the donation or how things get to thrift stores, it starts by somebody downsizing. Somebody unfortunately has passed, right? And then the family comes in to clear the home. So now they're bringing all that stuff to the Goodwill, to the Salvation Army, or somebody's getting put in a nursing home. You know, I see it all. And basically, all you need to do is follow the links in that chain of where the stuff is coming from before it gets sorted and gets to your store that you're buying it. First of all, the pricing is going to be usually more, and it's going to be picked over. Or now you have competition, so now you have all these other resellers at the store. So what I'm trying to do is find out what everybody's doing, and I'm going another direction. So how am I doing that? I'm handing out my business cards. I'm sending out postcards. I'm reaching out to realtors, because realtors are the number one connection for you, because they know the people that are moving, right? And what the realtor wants to do is clear that home. They don't want that basement full of junk, the garage full of junk. They're trying to clear that house in order to take photos and then get that house listed. So you become their best friend. So when you get some realtors on your side, you're in a win situation. And that's what I do. I try my best, and I'm not doing a great job. So I want to just say that. I don't get up early enough. I don't hand out my cards enough to realtors. But the reason I'm talking to you about it is I'm kind of talking to myself. So these are things that I need to do, and hopefully you'll start doing. So, you know, just walk into realtor offices, introduce yourself, let people know what you're doing. Stop hiding behind the reselling curtain. Oh, I did that for so long. I mean, it's amazing what happens once you let people know, because, you know, you see something on Facebook Marketplace, right? You go to buy it, and when you get there, they have all this other stuff for sale, but because you didn't say you're a reseller, right? I mean, then, yeah, you could inquire, hey, is this for sale? But it starts looking weird when you want all these random things. So it's just so much easier to say, hey, is there anything else for sale? Because I buy stuff to resell, or whatever your excuse is, right? So anyway, getting back to getting into homes is super important. So I got into this one home. I get there. They had some stuff for sale. Their dad has passed. And it looked like great stuff. There was like just interesting stuff that they kept. A lot of clothing. Now, when I get there, oh, this is funny. My dogs are like chasing each other around. It took a long effing time because I lived in a townhouse. So my dog had nowhere to run. And now seeing her run around this huge yard, and now we just got a puppy as well, so they're chasing each other, is just, you know, it's just feels so, so good to be able to provide that to this old girl. She's like 9 years old, and I love, love her. So just nice to watch as I'm talking to you. So I get to this house, and they have bags of clothing lined up at right on the porch. And I'm like, well, you know, and they had some stuff for sale. They just weren't exactly ready to sell it yet. You know, so you'll run into this. One family member is, you know, they're emotionally connected with stuff. So it's a little bit hard to detach for them. So, and I understand this because in my business, in estate sales, you deal with a lot of different emotions. You get some people that don't care. They grabbed a couple things from the house and the rest, they just want to sell the house. They don't care what's left inside or, you know. But anyway, this one of the family members were a little bit tense, so they weren't exactly ready to sell yet. But they wanted me to look over it, which was fine. So they had a ton of clothing lined up and they were ready to donate it. Okay. I broke the links to the chain. I found they were ready to donate all these bags of clothing. And I said, hey, would it be okay if I took some of that clothing? I said, maybe I can use some of it, and then I'll donate whatever I can use. And they were like, oh, absolutely, because we're waiting for the company to come. You know, their porch is lined up with bags, ton of bags. So they were happy. I was happy. I wasn't sure exactly what I was getting, but I opened up a couple bags. One had, like, some Carhartt stuff, some, like, new old stock, some jeans. So I was like, all right, this looks cool. Now, I ordinarily don't sell clothing, but anything that has a potential profit, like, I'm in, right? So I get all this clothing back, a full pickup truck full of clothing, and I start going through the bags, and I found this one pair of jeans, and I knew that it was a pair of vintage Levi's with the tags from the, I believe, from the 60s. So I'm like, let me look this up, just because I knew that some of these vintage jeans do oddly well. So sure enough, I find the comps for like $1,000, $1,500 for this one pair of jeans. And then I found another pair of Levi jeans that didn't have the tags. Anyway, long story short, I end up selling just those two pair of jeans for $1,300 to a dealer from Boston. Like, this guy drove like 4 hours to Jersey to pick up these jeans, and I asked him what he was going to do with it, and he has some connections in Japan or something, so they have collectors out there that buy this stuff. So you could imagine, if he's buying it from me for $1,300, what's he making, right, driving all that way? So, you know, and this was just the beginning of what this house has produced for me. Slow and steadily, probably over, I can't even, it's thousands of dollars. The clothing this man had, he was like into Western stuff. So like really good brand name, oh, cowboy boots, expensive. I sold a jacket for $425. I sold cowboy boots for $400. I sold jeans, tons of Wrangler jeans that don't do so well, but like, I mean, military kind of stuff. I've been out of the book business. I used to do Amazon FBA books as well. This goes back to my way of thinking as a reseller, as an entrepreneur, you need to diversify. So I'm into everything. All right. I am into everything. This way I cannot lose. There's always something. There's always a stream of income coming. So anyway, a ton of books that I just sent in because I've been out of the Amazon game. I re-signed in to Inventory Lab, got rid of some old books that I had in stock. I got rid of all of those. I just wanted to start fresh, redid my account, and sent in. So the net is going to roughly be $4,000 net from this man. It's almost like everything he bought was just tremendous quality. And stuff is still selling. Just sold something yesterday. Just got an offer early this morning for $280 for another pair of boots. I'm not going to accept the offer because they're really good. I mean, these boots are like custom made. Thousands of dollars when you buy them new. So, but the whole point is, if you're new and you're struggling and you're not finding stuff, please get into homes and understand that one house could change the game. Now, my bills are tremendous. I just bought a house. I'm paying off a truck. My wife stays at home with my son. You know, so it's basically me here. I'm providing. So my money needs to be just really a ton. And maybe you have the same situation going on. But one house could change somebody's life. So that may mean a couple thousand dollars. That may mean $10,000, $20,000, whatever it is. The reason I am pushing, and if you follow me, you know I've been pushing, getting into homes, diversifying, because what's going to happen is you're going to find that one thing that's going to do $10,000, and that's going to be the thing that buys you the truck that you could now buy out homes in bulk, and then you could go to the flea market and sell stuff, and you could do your eBay stuff, and you could go to auction. So basically, that spark, because kind of going, I could imagine as a reseller, like going to Goodwill every day and just barely making money, you know, selling a few things here and there, you know, especially new. Because if you're a total entrepreneur, total reseller, you're out there making it happen. Whether it's at thrift stores or whatever you're doing, you're making it happen. But for the new person, or for the person that was doing well and now things have slowed down, there's other options out there for you. You know, the reason all these thrift stores are so busy is anybody could pull up to that front door. They open every morning, right? It's just different. It's just different when you get into a house. So, you know, so the human brain is probably coming up with, if you're listening to this, you're probably coming up with excuses, right? So I don't have the money to buy out a house. Well, a lot of people just want to get rid of stuff. They're about to make a couple hundred thousand by selling the house, a half a million, a million. They're not caught up with what's inside. So if you're genuine and say, hey, I'm just starting out, I'd be willing to clear this house for you for free, you could get a ton of inventory for free. Believe me, especially if you market in abundant areas, busy areas, there's absolutely no excuse. And if you don't have a truck, you go to U-Haul, you rent the truck. If you don't have somewhere to put the stuff so you could sort it, you could rent a storage unit. These are all the things I did. I just bought a trailer, so I don't have to really rent the truck anymore, but I used to rent U-Hauls. I rented a storage unit. I'd load up the U-Haul with the contents of the homes. I'd bring it to my storage unit. I'd sort through it. Okay, this goes to the flea market. This goes to eBay. This goes to an auction house. There's absolutely no excuse. And what happens is you start building momentum. Once you start building momentum, doors start opening. Things start, energy shifts. But if you keep moving forward, one of these houses are going to show up that's going to change things for you. It's going to change your outlook, and it's going to really expand your whole business. And that's how, and you know, this house didn't exactly do that for me, because, you know, I mean, I've been doing this for a while, so I come across some amazing stuff. But I just wanted to give thanks to this man. This man passed. He was a county sheriff, I believe, a police officer, on horseback. Not sure exactly what that's called, but I also have a bunch of cool horse stuff. So to this day, I'm literally going to ship something this morning that's still selling from this man. So I still have stuff. And the books haven't even hit the warehouse yet. Actually, they haven't been checked in, but they just hit the warehouse. So I'm just thankful to this man and thankful for the opportunity. And it's stuff like this that gets me excited about the reselling business, because this is just one example. And if you hustle, and if I hustle, because I'm not doing exactly what I should be either. So I'm working on it one day at a time. I'm slowly working on it. But, you know, the more you hand out your business cards or let people know what you're doing, the more opportunity you're giving yourself. So the more chance you have of getting into one of those golden eggs, right? Just getting into one of those houses that change everything. So anyway, that's me excited out here breathing in the cold air. Beautiful out. I hope you enjoy this. I mean, you know, when I do this stuff, these videos, these podcasts, it's not just about business to me. It's more about the human connection, right? So, like, what's the reason behind your reselling? What's the reason behind your entrepreneurship? That kind of fascinates me more. It's like, what's going on behind the scenes? So that's why I love watching a lot of your content and stuff on Instagram or wherever, on YouTube. It's just nice. It's nice to have a community like this. So if you need anything from me, please reach out. I'd absolutely like to help you with any questions you have. You can leave a review on here. That I would appreciate that. But definitely subscribe to my YouTube or follow me on Instagram or TikTok, or you can join my Facebook group. Just search I'm Rick. You'll find me. I'm Rick Reseller. You'll find me throughout all these platforms. So enjoy your day. Get up early. Make it happen.